Today on Rappler. The Justice Department says fugitive preacher Apollo Quiboloy remains in the Philippines. Senators urge the suspension of Bambam Mayor Alice Guo due to alleged links to a raided pogo. The MMDA clarifies its bike count on EDSA was obtained in one day and from one spot only. After 4 years, Joshua Garcia and Julia Barreto reunite on the big screen. And pop star Beyoncé sends a gift to a 2-year-old Filipino boy. The Justice Department says fugitive doomsday preacher Apollo Quiboloy remains in the Philippines. The DOJ adds Thursday, April 25, prosecutors already filed a motion for a hold departure order against Quiboloy and that he is already on the Bureau of Immigration's lookout list. Quiboloy's former followers claim the group's fundraising efforts continue unabated in the Philippines and abroad. Reynita Fernandez, a former follower, says KOJC's street-level solicitations are ongoing in Singapore, masquerading as charitable endeavors. Former KOJC member Faith Kilion says the fundraising is relentless, as the practice is the default mentality in the group. They say KOJC workers raised funds as gifts for Quiboloy, the self-proclaimed son of God, in time for his 74th birthday, April 25. His birthday celebrations featured elaborate floats, parades, carnival booths, and performances. Thousands attended, including prominent political figures. Senators Risa Hontiveros and Sherwin Gatchalian urged the Department of the Interior local government to preventively suspend Bambam Mayor Alice Guo due to her alleged links to the Philippine offshore gaming operator Zunyuan Technology Incorporated. The Presidential Anti-Organized Crime Commission raided the Pogo's premises at the Baofu compound in Bamban, Tarlac last month. Hontiveros says the ocular inspection was continuing discovery of Pogo's links to organized crime. Documents and other pieces of evidence point to Guo and other officials' involvement in the operation of the Pogo facility. Zunyuan is by far the biggest among the 4 Pogos raided by authorities since May 2023. Gatchalian says, as the findings of the PAOCC unfold, there are serious questions they must answer. The 2 senators reiterate their call for a ban on all pogos in the country. MMDA Traffic Engineering Center head Naomi Resho clarifies the number of cyclists on EDSA, 1,586, being quoted by Acting Metropolitan Manila Development Authority Chairperson Romando Artes, was obtained by counting cyclists from just one spot of EDSA for one day on July 28, 2023. She also admits it is just a partial figure given the limitation of their count. Artes has been using this figure since March to justify the MMDA's opposition to proposals to widen EDSA bike lanes. On Wednesday, April 24, he also uses this to explain why the agency is considering the removal or reduction of the size of those bike lanes. Another major bike count study conducted by the Institute for Climate and Sustainable Cities yielded a much higher count of EDSA cyclists, over 7,800. After 4 years, former celebrity couple Joshua Garcia and Julia Barreto will reunite on the big screen with the film Unhappy for You. Star Cinema and Viva Films announced the reunion project will be directed by filmmaker Peterson Vargas. The two, who dated in real life from 2017 to 2019, say they're excited to work together again, adding they're both okay despite their romantic history. Joshua says he agreed to the project right away since it's been a while since he has worked with Julia, noting they've matured since then. Meanwhile, Julia shares there were several attempts for them to work together again, but things only fell into place with this project. Star Magic also shares a look test for the movie, where the two protagonists see each other again after the breakup.
Ako nga po.
Two-year-old Tyler just proved he's one of the luckiest Beyoncé fans right now. Tyler, son of content creator Bea Fabregas and radio host Nico Ramos, appear in a viral video where he repeatedly asks his mom about the singer's whereabouts, even asking if they'd be able to visit the artist.
I want to meet her.
You want to meet her?
The video quickly garnered millions of views and eventually reached the pop star's team. Bea then posts on Wednesday, April 24, that Beyoncé's publicist reached out to them because the singer wanted to send Tyler a gift. She shares photos of her son posing with a green stuffed animal and a bouquet of blue flowers, Writing, Beyonce and Tyler are now actually officially friends. And that's today's wrap. I'm Giselle Barrientos. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.